ministering to women and children in crisis since way back in 1955. That's the Evangel Home in Fresno, and this is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Here's your host, Jim Tuck.
Well, good morning or afternoon, my listening friend. I suddenly went brain dead. I'm not sure when this airs where you are, but we're recording in the morning, so there you have it. And we are in Jerry Brenneman's office here at Evangel Home of Fresno. Thank you, Ken Adams, for that introduction and for making all this come together. Jerry's not with us today. Today we have a very dear friend, and Rosalind and I were just sitting here recounting our appreciation and love for our awesome, awesome God. And we want to spend most of the time, Rosalind, talking about Evangel Home, of course, and what God is doing here. But let's back up. Let's talk about Rosalind.
Well,
why did you come to Evangel Home, and when was that?
Let me say good morning first. I first came to Evangel Home in the year 2000 as a resident of our garden program. Why? I had lived a very colorful lifestyle, if you will, that entails drugs, alcohol, prostitution, a number of other things that are just so far removed from me today because of the grace of God and His mercy He's blessed my life to have. And I graduated that program and came on board as part-time staff, giving back, kind of being loved on with the love the Lord loves us with, and learning how to love others with that same love, because we don't have our own love to love each other with. Our love is not as full as the love that Christ loves us with. And in 2008, I came on board as a full-time staff manager, and I'm just enjoying my job. I believe that God has called me to a full-time ministry, and what better place than Evangel Home? I look around, even as we go about our daily task as house manager, and I look at some of these women, and I just like, thank you, Lord. Thank you that I'm a part of this team. This is a major league team to be on the side of Christ. And He's called me to use my little hands and feet to do His bidding, and I'm ecstatic about that. I mean, it's often said of lots of people once they mature in Christ, if God can use me, He can use you. And I'm so glad that He does. He uses lots of our listeners right now, and thank you, thank all of you, for loving Christ so much that you let that love rain on Evangel Home. And I'm here now in place of Jill Janelle this morning, actually. She's on vacation for another week until Monday. She'll be back Monday. And I kind of found the transition of getting up early as opposed to coming in at 2 a little tough there. However, I am in school 3 days a week. I'm going to seminary. And
Where are you going to seminary?
I'm going to First Missionary out on Shepherd and Champlain. And it's Institute of Seminary, and taking mission development, a Greek class, not for the purposes of speaking, but for concept and translation. And I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it.
Now, I want to back up just a bit, a moment, and if I've crossed the line, let me go. But you've had other personal family tragedies that are very closely. Would you just so our listeners understand a little bit more where you have come from?
Sure. The year I graduated Evangel Home Garden Program in 2001, somewhere 14, 18 days after my graduation, my second son, my middle son, if you will, he was killed in a drive-by shoot. He was 18 and he had just graduated Fresno High. Wonderful student, good kid. And he had bought his first car, and he had his first job as a young adult working for Metro Security. And he worked with a young man named Bruce. And he was giving his friend a ride home. And unfortunately, that day, the neighborhood where his friend lived was pretty violent at that time. There's lots of gang activity, if you will, rivalry. And my son had pulled up to drop off his friend there and was caught in crossfire of rival shooting, you know. And so he wasn't the intended victim. However, God called his name that day. And I can't tell you that it was just simply okay. It wasn't. I begged God for his life at his bedside. But, you know, I had to remember the God I serve is mighty. And Capers, he could have lived that day, but he'd probably been a vegetable, half functioning, maybe needing care for the rest of his life. He was hit with 3 bullets. and one was lodged in his brain that was not removable without life-threatening circumstance occurring. And so we just decided as a family to just let God call his name. I didn't want him on machines to help keep him alive. I made this decision. His dad yielded to me and whatever I wanted to do. And I yielded and I said, you know, don't hook him up. Let his heart beat and let it beat with the hand of God on it. And if it stopped, then it stopped. And I can't tell you that was a very dark time for me.
Thank you for sharing that.
But with Christ, I can do all things, you know. And so I'm able to live with that hole in the center of my being. But that void has been filled with Christ. I can't explain it. I just know that he's real. And he has a way of putting joy in the midst of that sadness. And so I became motivated to live right. One of the opportunities my son had is to see his mother living right as opposed to my life before he bounced home. And so I live with that picture of I was living right when he died, you know, and that's what he took with him. And I always told him I loved him, so I didn't have any regrets other than the fact that, you know, the lifestyle I lived before. However, without that life, that style I was living, I might have known Christ when he left. And so, you know, I thank God for all that. It's hallelujah anyhow.
Yeah. Hallelujah anyhow. Well said. That's beautiful. Well, let's move on. This is our first recording in 2011, and Jerry is still on a little vacation time. Yes. Bless her heart. She's earned it. Yes. And we talked on the phone a time or two this morning, and I wished her well and great relaxation and fun. But there are some things coming up. You've got a couple of things on a list here. I want to talk about this Heart Sisters Week because this is a big deal every year.
Yes.
So when is Heart Sisters Week here at Evangel Home?
Here at Evangel Home, we have Heart Sisters Week every February, the week of Valentine's. And what happens, it's like a secret Sisters Week. We will pull names between staff and resident. And for 5 days, or at least four, we have a table set up out front where we give secret gifts, and you get them to that table the best way you can without the person you have seeing you. And you, of course, you don't sign your name. You put from your secret heart sister. And it's just another way to love on the women and allow them this expression of love. And it just lights up faces. Every year it just does some magical things to the hearts of these women. And then on the fifth day, we do what we call a revealing. And at that time, we share. We have like a party that kind of progresses over three different stages. And then we have our revealing. And it's just really huge. I'd like to share with the public that if you can help us with any type of small heart gifts, whether it's just a little chain, even cards. Most of the time, we draw from what we have here. Evangel Home doesn't have a lot of money, so we don't go out and buy brand new stuff. We allow the women to select from our gift room here that has very few items in it right now designed for Heart Sisters Week. And we have a full house when we look at the program women. And so that would be helpful to us. It's just a wonderful time to show, again, another expression of love.
All right. And that's coming up Valentine's Week. Uh-huh. And so there you go, my listening friend. There's a challenge for you. A very practical way to be of assistance to the ministry here at Evangel Home. And if you have questions, you can always give us a call here at 264-4714. And Rosalind's here this week. She probably won't be by the time this radio program airs. Joe Janelle will be back on shift in the morning, but you're in the afternoon.
I'm in the afternoon. I'm here from 2 to 10 Monday through Friday.
Okay, so you can call from 2 to 10 Monday through Friday and ask for Rosalind if you'd like to speak to her. We were also, when I came in, there was a group. I usually arrive shortly after the chapel is over. And there were a group of 8 or 10 of the women still sitting around tables and kind of milling and obviously enjoying one another. And I asked them, how was your Christmas? And outstanding. It was wonderful. It was a pleasure. It was delight. Tell us about what happened Christmas here at Evangel Home.
You know, God showed up in a fabulous way like he always does. And, of course, through our donors and some of our volunteers. It took everyone, all of you, to come alongside of us and to make this Christmas special. Again, every year, there's lots of women who've never experienced Christmas in the light, or, if you will, in a sober state or in a Christian environment. I asked each woman in chapel, if you had one word to describe Christmas, what would you say? I heard amazing, absolutely phenomenal, great. Yeah. I mean, they just, it went on and on. And in that expression, each face just lit up. And it's just wonderful. My heart is full when I think about how they feel. And
it was really, I guess not surprising, but very gratifying to see, to hear the extemporaneous expressions of great pleasure that they receive from the Christmas experience here at Evangel Home. And our donors have, our supporters have so much to do with that.
We had lots of people who came on board as first-time sponsors for our women, and that was just an awesome turnout all by itself. So thank you for calling. I think at one point we had sufficient gifts for everyone that we had to actually say, can you think about us next year? And that's the fullness of Christ. Yeah. That is the fullness of Christ. That our cups are running over, that has us drinking from our saucers.
Isn't that a great problem to solve?
Amen. And so our women were, again, showered with another expression of love. And it wasn't just in the gift getting. They were able to give also to their children. Some of our women are in this program, and their children are being cared for by their family. And maybe some of them are in foster care. But just to have been able to provide a Christmas for their children who aren't here, that was just magical all by itself. They were just in awe. Their jaws were just dragging the floor of how good God is. And to watch them not know who these gifts come from, but to give God the praise and the thank yous and the glories for that. Just wonderful, wonderful to have a front row seat to watch that happen. And, really good, really good.
Well, it was a lot of fun for me to hear the great, just off the cuff, I mean, the spontaneous light in their eyes and how thoroughly enjoyable the event was
right
for them.
Well,
really briefly, we've got about 30 seconds. What do you see? How can somebody help Evangel Home today, Rosalyn?
You know, there's always a constant need for finances. That's just a given. Every year there's a new expense or an inflation of expenses, if you will. And so we would appreciate any financial offering you could undergird us with. There's also need for prayer, most importantly. Prayer not just for Evangel Home, but for the women and children who reside here, for their lives beyond us, for those that don't stay on. We have the crisis shelter. These women are here 28 days. They need prayer for housing and what have you. And if you would keep the staff and our board in prayer, and I'd say those would be our primary goals for right now.
Well, thank you. Great to spend a little time with you, sister. I've enjoyed our personal interaction as well. My listening friend, there's a little snapshot to some things here as God is at work mightily at Evangel Home. And thank you for joining us, and we look forward to our next interview adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be found 24/7 on the World Wide Web at evangelhome.org. That phone number again in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Bless you. Thanks for being a member of the listening family this week to Heartline, the radio voice from the Evangel Home in Fresno.